Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm trusting God this morning to share something that will help all of us. Amen.
Amen.
Everyone I know facing difficulties. Not easy, is it? Not just the pastors, everyone. And God wants us to be equipped. Amen. You see, if we're not equipped, the devil can keep us there. Amen.
Amen.
But we don't belong there. We belong there.
Yes.
Amen. So I'm just crying out to God to help me as simply as possible. If I use a word that sounds too clever, please stand up and shout, "No, no, what do you mean?" Amen. I don't want to sound clever. I mean, that's the worst thing you can be, is clever. Amen. So now please, let's go to the Bible. Just one scripture in Proverbs. Proverbs 4. I'm going to read from verse 7 to 9. Is everybody there? All right, I'm just going to read it. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. What is the principle? Number one. Amen. Wisdom is the principal thing. Then it says something. Therefore, get wisdom. We have to get it. Amen.
Amen.
We have to get it. And then it says, and in all your getting, get understanding. Exalt her and she will promote you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Did you know God wants to promote every single one of us? Isn't that beautiful?
Amen.
It's not just for the pastor or the apostles. It's for everyone.
Yes.
And our job is to help everyone to be exalted. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. God wants you and I to have honor. Amen?
Yes.
To walk in honor. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will give you. Amen.
Amen.
God wants every one of us here to walk with a crown of glory. Amen.
Hallelujah.
No matter what we do, whether we are domestic servants, businessmen, it doesn't matter. Even if we set fire to houses, even if we haven't got a pair of socks. You can have honor without a pair of socks, amen?
Amen.
But you can't have honor without hair. Now you see, the Bible says we have to get wisdom. All right? Can I ask you something? Can you get something if you don't know what it is? Can you? I don't know if anybody is like me here, but whenever I can't think of a word, I'm quite lazy about this. I make a word up. Do you do this? You do. Okay, I haven't got your wife here to ask her. So, but listen, I make up words. Now just imagine, Janet's going to the shops. She's in the car on the way out. And I say to her, don't forget to get the chapungle. She says, okay, I'll get the chapungle. Have you heard that word before?
No.
It's not Sotho, trust me. I don't think it's Zulu either. Anyway, my wife goes to the shops and she comes back and she buys bread, you see. And I say to her, that's not what I wanted you to get. I wanted you to get milk. Is it her fault? It's not her fault. Because she didn't have a clue what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen. That's pretty simple, isn't it? Nobody can interpret chapungle except me. Now, very often I say things to her and she knows exactly what I mean. But anyway, the point is, if we don't understand what something is, we can't get it.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
Okay, Is everybody with me so far?
Yeah.
All right. If you're not, please, patience. We'll go through this again. It's so important. God wants you and I to rise up mightily in this day and age. South Africa needs us. But South Africa does not need us living in defeat. Amen?
Amen.
We must be on the victory side. I'm trusting God once again to help me. Help us, all of us. All right, so we must get wisdom and she will promote you, etc. Now another trick of the devil. Can I tell you another trick of the devil? Very often, you see, he keeps our thinking vague. All right? There are certain terms in the Christian walk that everybody thinks we know. All right? It's like driving here. I don't know who chose this place, but it's at the end of the world, then you've got to go a little bit further. Amen? Now, fortunately, my petrol gauge is working. All right? But imagine if my petrol gauge wasn't working. And we set off from Pretoria nice and early. And I think that I've got plenty of petrol. Unfortunately, the gauge is not working. And I don't know how much petrol I've got. And because I don't know, what happens? That side of Pofada. Amen? Brothers and sisters, a lot of our thinking is like that. We think we've got it all together. Amen?
Amen.
And what happens? We're driving along thinking we've got it all together. And then what happens in our Christian walk? Stuck at Pofada. No petrol. Has that happened to anybody here, figuratively speaking? Amen? We've all been there, but God doesn't want us there. You understand? Now you see, let's look at this word, wisdom. I don't want anybody to put up their hand. I don't want anybody to keep their hand by their side. I don't want anyone to do anything. But if I had to ask you, what exactly is wisdom? I will not ask any of the pastors. It could be embarrassing. Amen. You understand? Now, the Bible says, get wisdom. And we all say, hallelujah. Is that how you would say it? Did I get it right? Won't you give me a Lusaka fellowship? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There we go. Get wisdom. Hallelujah. Amen. However, the problem is, deep down, and I've never asked myself this question, I haven't got a clue what wisdom actually is. You see, my thinking is vague. When I think of wisdom, you know what I think of? The great apostle. He's the wise one. Hallelujah. But not me. Oh no, oh no. Or maybe we think of wisdom. Yes, yes. Get to university and get a nice big fat degree. For your information, the people with all the degrees are some of the most foolish people I've ever met. Did you know that? Not that it's wrong to get degrees. Can you see? What is wisdom? If you and I have to get it, what actually is it? Hi, children of God, we have got to ask ourselves these questions and we have to get the answer. Because if we don't have the answer, we don't really know what wisdom is, we can't get it. And it cannot exalt us. And we end up, this is the Christian church for you, Not up the mountain, down the mountain, round the mountain. Doing the same stuff and wondering, where is God? Amen. God doesn't want that for us. Amen. Now, before you and I can understand what the Bible says wisdom is, we have to understand something else. You will understand that to understand one thing here, we might have to understand something over there. To get to Heckwood, I have to find the right turn off over here. Amen. Otherwise, you'll be like Graham and Janet, and you'll go on an unsupervised tour of Krugersdorp. Hallelujah. I've never been to Krugersdorp before. I now have. Furthermore, I don't think I'm going to be going back there again. Amen. But now listen, before you and I can understand what wisdom is, we have to understand something else. And that is, what is truth? All right? You see, in our thinking, we put all this stuff in one big bag, don't we? Truth, discernment, wisdom, understanding. That's for the clever people. We must get it, yes, but there's the disconnect. You and I will never understand wisdom if we don't know what truth is. You see, once again, we all know what truth is. We're Christians. We know the truth. What is it? I won't ask anyone here. Amen? Because I'm going to give us all the answer from the Bible. Now listen. Very simple, and this is, if you study the Bible very closely, you and I will find this out. Truth, very simply stated, is what God thinks. Amen?
Amen.
What God thinks. In any situation you and I come across, if we want to know what the truth is, we have to find out, what does God think about it? Not what other people think about it. Not what so-called clever people think about it. Not what the world thinks about it. Not what the university thinks about it. Not what even sometimes, God forbid, the pastor thinks about it. What does God think about it? Amen? Now remember something. The Lord said, I am the truth. Amen? I am the truth. If you want to know what God thinks, what have you and I got to do? You've got to know Him. Amen? You don't have a relationship with the Lord, you won't know the truth. I don't care how many degrees you've got, PhD, piled higher and deeper, it means nothing. It's a big thing these days. A lot of Christians want to have big degrees, and they love to be called, oh, this is the top of the pile. I am now no longer Pastor Graham, I am Dr. Graham. Doctor. PhD. Piled higher and deeper in the manure. Listen. The humble worker who knows the Lord Jesus knows more about truth than the greatest philosopher the world has ever created. Amen? That means you and I. How do we know the truth? How do we know what God thinks? I can't go into too much detail, but it starts with knowing Him. It starts with knowing the Word. The Word is truth. Amen? And it starts with knowing the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of truth. Those three things together, with those working in you and my life, as we learn to walk with Him, we can find out the truth. Amen?
Amen.
Now, the Lord said, have I lost anybody so far? Are you all with me?
Amen.
As soon as somebody starts to fall asleep, I'll stop. Okay. So if you wanted to carry on, fall asleep without anybody noticing. And if you snore, ask your friend to give you a kick. Amen. Are you weary? Are
you weary? You can carry on.
I won't go too long. There's a limit to what everybody can take. But listen, you see, the Lord said, I am the truth. He never said, I'm wisdom. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Didn't say that. The Bible said, He's been made wisdom to us. Right?
Yes.
And I'll explain why. Do you know what wisdom is? Very simply stated, once again. Wisdom is how to apply the truth God's way. Amen? Wisdom is applying the truth. It's no good just knowing the truth. I know God wants me to get married. Hallelujah. Well, that's not good enough. Amen. I knew that for a good 30 years of my life. It didn't help. What helped is when I got on my knees and I said, Almighty God, I need a wife. Amen. But I didn't stop there. The next prayer was, Father God, what must I do about it? Amen. Can you see that? You see, wisdom is applying what God thinks God's way. You can know the truth and apply it the wrong way. Amen? Amen? Can everyone agree the truth is God wants everybody to get saved? We all agree with that's truth, isn't it? I'm standing in the queue with my Bible. I know God wants everybody to get saved. Sister, you need to get saved. I start hitting everybody on the head with the word of God. Reginald, you need to be saved, you sinful old thing. How many people am I going to get saved? When they see me coming, what are they going to do? They're going to run the other way. Now you see, I know the truth. What is my big mistake? I'm not applying it God's way. Amen? Amen. Can you see that? Brothers and sisters, we've got to understand this clearly, clearly, clearly. Now, let's talk about the issues that we face in life. Amen? The starting point is always to find out, what does God think? And it's not too difficult to find out. Do you know why? God is a good God. Amen?
Amen.
And He only wants good things for us. Amen? Is that too hard to understand? No. You get it? So you see, the Lord went about preaching the good news. The gospel is good news. Amen? So God wants us to be happy. I think that's pretty good, don't you think? Am I supposed to walk around looking like being baptized in pickle juice? All miserable and holy? Is that what God wants? If you're going to be holy, you may as well be happy about it. Amen? Praise His holy name. But you understand, we've got to just start off with the simple truth. What does God think? Not what theology will tell us. Amen? Let's talk about sickness and disease. Oh, my soul. How simple can it get? God wants you and I well. Is that too difficult? Is that too difficult to understand? You have to go to theological college for 7 years to confuse that. Amen? Amen? God wants everybody healthy and well. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Why? You and I should give thanks to God for our health every single day. Amen? Thank God for it. Thank God for more of it. Amen? God wants us well. That's the starting point. However, please, now this is where people get it confused. All right? Somebody might be sick, and for some reason they never seem to get that healing that they so desperately want. Amen. The big mistake we make is we start to think in our rational mind, oh well, maybe God doesn't want me to be well. Amen. Can you see? We start changing the truth because of our experience. What is the big mistake we're making? We're forgetting to add to the truth wisdom. Amen? The question is not whether God wants me to be well or not. Can you all agree with that? He wants me well, whatever the affliction is. What is the issue now? Father God, how must I go about receiving the health that you have given me? Amen?
Amen.
It's not a case of one size fits all. Can you see that? Auntie Susie got her disjointed toe healed by going to the famous evangelist Reinhard Bonnke. So now for me to get my toothache healed, I must go to the famous evangelist Reinhard Bonnke. But there's one problem. Does everybody know what the problem is? The great evangelist Reinhard Bonnke has since gone to glory. Amen? He sent a few million people ahead of him, so he had a big reception when he got there. Praise God. But I'm sitting with toothache now. Auntie Susie got her toes straightened by him, but now I've got a toothache and he's no longer around. Does that mean now God has drawn a line in the sand? Sorry for you. Does it mean that? Not at all. The issue is, what have I got to do? I've got to find wisdom. Note, I've got to get it. It won't just come floating to me. That's the problem with us Christians. We want it easy. Amen?
Amen.
We want a quick answer. And we run to the pastor. Now praise God for the pastors, please. We should have the answer. But guess what, pastors? The answer is not always the same thing. Amen?
Amen.
We prayed for Timothy over there, and his brain came right. Hallelujah. But now I've got Susie here, and I do the same prayer, but it doesn't straighten the leg. You understand what's missing? Wisdom. We've got to find out what God wants me to do in my situation. Church of God, we've got to grasp this. The difference between truth and wisdom. Amen? Let's talk about the big issue in most of our lives. Finance. Amen? The church is battling against this great oppression of poverty. Not only us, but all the churches. Let me tell you, it's a big issue. A big issue. The devil is stopping us from doing what we have to do. Why? We can't get in the bus and go and preach over there. Because we can't pay the ticket. Amen? Shouldn't be that way. All right? Now, we're all in this boat together. But please, what is the answer? The answer isn't to think in my mind, oh well, it was never God's plan for me to have enough money. Have you ever thought that stupid thought? I don't have any education. Brothers and sisters, it's got nothing to do with education. Amen? God wants us all to have enough to get done what He's called us to get done. Have you all got that? Doesn't mean you have to drive a BMW. Doesn't mean that you have to live in a massive mansion, God forbid. You can maybe if you need to. But you see, we need to have enough to support ourselves, to look after our children, and to flourish. Amen? Have enough to help others. Now God wants that. Amen? How do I know that? Well, it's very simple really. The Lord went about doing good, preaching the good news to the poor. What is good news for a poor person? Would anybody like to tell me? Great news for a poor person would be to discover, oh my soul, I've won the lotto. But because I'm a Christian, I can't tell anybody I played it. Amen. If you are poor And we all know this so very well. What is good news? Money in the bank. Amen. So the Lord went about teaching good news. And if the people were poor and he taught them good news in the sense of, oh, well, God loves you, but you'll just have to struggle for the rest of your days. Would that be good news? They would have looked at him kind of funny. They'd look at him like you looking at me in that tone of voice. Amen. But what's the question? What's the real question? Not that God doesn't want to bless us. Amen. The real question is, Father God, what must I do? Can you see that? What must I do? And it will be different for every single person. We can't look at somebody else and say, oh, well, they became a doctor, so I've got to do that. Oh, no. Amen?
Amen.
And generally speaking, let me tell you what God says to you and I. He says this, what is it that you've got in your hand?
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Sister, you're dropping off. I know I'm going on too long. I'm sorry about that. As long as you have a nice dream, okay, it's fine. Dream of me in my mansion at Clifton Beach. I'll be very happy. Sorry. No, that's a good sign. I must wind up. I mean, we must finish. All right, so you see, it's very important, brothers and sisters, but you have to get wisdom. It's not going to fall off the tree. Amen? You can't go to somebody and say, what must I do? And they will tell you. You and I have got to find out what God wants us to do. Amen? And it might seem small, but let me tell you, those small things with the right heart have a habit of becoming very, very big. I know the theme here is church government. Okay, praise God. But you understand, what is the question? Not that God doesn't want to bless us and our churches. What is the big question? How does he want us to go about it? And let me tell you, the answer for us sitting there in Centurion, where everybody will walk past our house and go to a dead church down the road and get poisoned week after week and will not even come and have a plate of food with us. Amen? Our answer is completely different to maybe what happens in the soccer fellowship. Because there, I'm sure you offered everybody food. They'll be there. Hallelujah. Then you can preach the gospel. The point is, we've got to understand what we are dealing with in our position where we are at. Amen? And if we don't go about it God's way for us, we'll fail. The worst thing we can do and say, my goodness me, look at Brother Milton. Man, that church is growing big. Maybe I should go without socks for a while. Is that your secret, Milton?
No.
Is it in the shaved hair?
Yeah.
You understand? I'm wasting my time. Why? Milton is dealing with a completely different circumstance over there. Amen. And bless him. Bless everybody. God wants us all to be blessed. Amen. Overwhelmingly blessed. But what have we got to find out? How he wants us to go about it. Can I just share one more thing just before I finish? Is that right, sister? Can you make this? I had to get a smile out of it. It's such a nice smile. Remember, it says, get wisdom, but get understanding. Now, once again, please, there's a difference between wisdom and understanding. Understanding is not being clever, amen? Not being clever. There's no space in God's kingdom for the clever people. You mustn't be a fool. Be wise. But what is understanding? Let me just explain how understanding and wisdom grow together. Amen? Wisdom is what to do, how to go about it. But let me explain what understanding is. Understanding is understanding how the system works. Amen? Brothers and sisters, everything works according to a system. Amen? And if you and I don't know how the system works, it won't work for us. In fact, it'll work against us. Let me give you an example. I want to travel from Pretoria to Johannesburg, all right? And my car is broken. Now, I know most of us here know very well how the taxi system works. Amen? All I know about the minibus taxi service is before you get on that thing, oh God, have mercy. Amen? But I don't have a clue how it works. I don't know how it works. That's why if I were to try and use the taxi system and I leave Pretoria at 8 o'clock, I might end up at the other side of Soweto at 9 o'clock, not having a clue how I got there. Amen? Now, does that mean I can't find out how the system works? I'm sure if I did it every day, I would soon know. Amen? And you're looking at me like I'm dumb, and you're right. In this area, I don't have any knowledge at all. I don't know how the system works. And because I don't know that, I can't get it to work for me. Amen? In fact, if I try, other people will use it against me. Can you imagine the driver looking at this guy? How much is it to Johannesburg? 500. My soul should have taken the car train. But because of ignorance, what am I doing? Being abused, amen? Now, children of God, God has made the system. Everything in the world works according to a system, amen? In the beginning, God said, planted the trees. The trees produce the seed. The animals eat the seed. The animals feed the other animals. And animals feed man. The seed grows. Can you see that? Everything works according to a system. In the natural and also in the spiritual. Amen? So if you and I want wisdom, we want to know what to do, we need to find out how the system works. Can you see that? Because if I know how the system works, I will know what to do. Amen?
Amen?
It's as simple as that, but it's not that simple. You have to find it out. Amen?
Amen?
It won't fall off a tree. You've got to find it out for yourself and myself. You find out how the system works, and then what do? We work with the system, and the system will work for us. Let me give you an example. Most of us here have an ATM card and we get money out of the ATM. Now imagine I've got a whole lot of money in the ATM. I've been blessed. I've been a pastor and everybody came and everybody in the church threw tithes and offerings at me and I was so blessed and took all that money. Sorry, I'm just dreaming here. You understand? It's a lovely dream, eh? But just imagine this is all true. And there's a lot of money in my bank. I bank with a number of banks, but I've got Absa account. So Absa has a whole lot of my money. Amen? Hallelujah. And guess what? I want to get to Hekpoort, and then I want to go to the other end of the earth, so I need a bit more petrol in my car, so I go to the ATM. And I want to get my note, my money, out of the ATM. And I stand in front of the ATM and I say, ATM, give me my money. What do you think the ATM is going to say?
Nothing.
All right. At this stage, I get angry. Who do they think they are? And I say, Absa, bank, ATM, I'm warning you, give me my money. They look at me like my teacher looked at me when I handed in my math homework. A blank stare, as if to say, there's no hope here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I can even get violent. I can get a hammer and start hammering the ATM and demanding that my money be given to me. What are the people around going to think of me? Mensa?
No.
He comes from Kwakwa. He comes from Centurion. Okay, I want to make everybody happy. Hallelujah. His mom, man. Now, what's my problem? I'm not operating according to what? The system. Do you get it? What is the system? A very simple system. Take your card, stick it in, give the number, and hey presto, out she comes. No problem. No problem. Amen? Now, in the Bible, there are a number of systems. Did you know that?
Yes.
We've got to understand the system and work with it. Amen?
Yes.
Can you give me a nice amen?
Yes.
I love that. Praise the Lord. Did that wake you up? I've been so cruel to this very kind lady. Hold on. Hold on. Sister, you can put this in the offering if you want, or you can buy yourself some food. Amen. But you understand, you and I have got to understand the system. And there are a lot of systems in the Bible. And if it's not working for us, what must we do? Blame the pastor, of course. You know, changing my church. This man is not helping me. Hallelujah. Or what do I decide? Oh, I'm not going to serve God anymore. He doesn't love me. He's got favorites. Amen? That's the wrong thing to do. Amen? What have I got to do? Recognize maybe I don't understand the system. A, or maybe I do and it's not working for me because I'm not working the system. Or there's something else I don't understand. We've got to realize God wants to bless us. Amen. But we've got to find out wisdom. How must I go about applying the truth? One of the great systems is what you say. Did you know that? What we speak is what we get. It's very simple. If you and I speak poverty, what are we going to enjoy?
Poverty.
If we're going to speak, oh, I've always got this pain here. I've met people that, you know what, I've learned something. Never ask them how they are. Because they'll spend 5 hours telling you. Amen?
Yeah.
Now listen, please, there is a time to share with folk. But you can't go around rehearsing your pain all the time and expect God to heal you.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
You can't do it. We can't go around saying, oh, my church is struggling. Oh, my church is small. Oh, my church is this. Oh, there's no money in the bank. Oh, this, oh, that, oh, me, oh, my. Throw a massive pity party, me, myself, and you know what? A nice lemon sandwich. No, no. What you and I consistently say is what we will eventually get. That's the system. So you can't say, oh, God, heal me. Oh, I've got this pain. Oh, I've got this pain. Oh, I'm struggling. Oh, there's no way out. Oh, Lord, send money. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to pay this. I don't know. You understand? You're working against the system, and the devil will make the system, which is what is in you and my mouth, work against us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We've got to start speaking positively, thinking positively, acting positively. That is the system. Praise God anyway. Is it difficult? Yes, it's difficult. But praise Him anyway. Hallelujah. Keep on praising Him anyway. God is coming through for us as a nation and as people. One final thing. I notice what is clear to all of us here is that there is a vast majority of ladies and not very many men. Amen. We've got to get this right. Now, please, that doesn't mean, ladies, that you've got to go and find any guy you can and bring him along. I know there are many of us, many of the ladies here, have probably been crying out to God for a godly man. Amen? They are hard to find. People like me and Reg are in short supply. But listen, we can't complain. The man's out there. Amen? Brothers and sisters, let's realize the answer is out there. What is the question? What must I do? Amen? I'll just share. For years I didn't have a girlfriend, whatever. I'm one of these people that's very, I think it's pride actually. You're too scared, you go to a lady and ask her to go out and you say, not you. See, my pride couldn't handle that because I actually thought I was quite good. Are you surprised about that? And you see, it's nice to wander around thinking, I can see that you got that funny look in your eye. Did you have the same problem? But anyway, you're wandering around thinking how good you are, and you don't want anybody to tell you that you're not really that good. Amen? So when you invite this lovely lady out, she says, what did the cat bring in? You don't feel too good about yourself, you see. But anyway, I had this problem. And I said, God, what must I do? Do you know what he said to me? Very simple. He said, because I was in the traveling ministry then. Whenever you go to a church, just speak to the pastor about it after the ministry. Don't do anything underhand, nothing funny. Go and speak to the pastor and say, look, I'd like to take out one of the ladies in your church, if that's okay with you. And they generally said, that's fine. And I didn't have any intentions of marrying them or anything like that. All I had to get over was my shyness, you understand? I had to just get on with this whole process. And can I tell you, some of them, they put up with me very politely. I took the one lady to a steakhouse, I'll never forget it. She looked at me like, you know what, the moment he proposes, I'm out of here. I had no intention whatsoever of proposing. I just wanted to have a conversation, you understand. I was trying to overcome something. But let me tell you, it wasn't long before, guess who came along, praise the Lord, and I'm happily married for 36 odd years, amen. The sad news is the lady in the steakhouse never got married. I wonder why. Now, brothers and sisters, I want to pray. And I'm going to ask Janet to pray a special prayer because I know this is on her heart. But I'm, first of all, just going to pray. We're all going to stand, all right? So nobody's going to be embarrassed, I promise. I'm just going to pray that for those who want to be married, that God will bring the right men across their paths. God will give them wisdom. And that we'll see many, many happy marriages emerging in our midst. Not just marriages, but wonderful children as well. Amen? We need another generation, don't we? We need another generation. We have to raise up another generation. Because we're not going to be around here forever. Amen? But then, after we've done that, I'm going to ask Janet to pray a special prayer. Because I know this is on her heart. I'm going to ask her to raise up the men in our community. Amen? To raise up godly men, so that the church can be led by strong, godly men. The leadership of the church. The women do a very good job. Thank you, Lizzie. There's no question of you can't do it. But it's not the design of God. It's the design that the men take the difficulties, the challenges, the deceptions, etc. Is everybody happy with that? Can we do that prayer? And then I'm finished. All right, so can I ask us all to stand? Brother, won't you come and just join me here, because this is a collective prayer. Let's just stand together. Father God, we come before your throne of grace. We think of your plan for man to be married and happy and to produce children, Lord. You said to Adam and Eve, multiply, replenish the earth. We know it's the devil's trick to prevent or to destroy Christian marriages. We come against that plan of his now. And Father, we just release over our group of people an anointing to make the right choices, to get involved with the right relationships, and to be guided by you, Holy Spirit, everyone individually, what they must do, where they must be found, discernment to decide. And Lord, we just pray a whole harvest of happy, healthy marriages and a bountiful crop of wonderful, godly children in our midst, in the mighty name of Jesus. And now, Lord, we pray for you to raise up the men in our nation and in our community.
Father, First of all, thank you for who you are. You are the God who makes all things possible where it seems totally impossible. Thank you, Father, for raising up godly men for such a time as this. In South Africa, the church has become contaminated. Father, I pray for a cleansing of your church. Not just here, with all the different churches represented, but a cleansing of your church in South Africa and around the world, Lord. Father, we cry out to you for that deep cleansing, that there would be godly men, that the men in all the churches would be cleansed, Lord, that they would take up their God-given responsibilities to be the men of God who you have ordained, Lord. It was Adam and Eve that you created, Lord, not Eve and Adam. This gender confusion, Father, we ask for a correction in the spiritual realm, that men would be men and women would be women. That masculinity and femininity would come back to your church, Lord. Father, we thank you that all defilement would be cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the Lamb. Would there be a cleansing in your church, a cleansing, Lord, that there would be godly order in Jesus Christ's name.
Listen, thank you very much.